Hey everyone, welcome back to the Handlebar Podcast. On this episode, you are actually going to be listening to one of our YouTube exclusive sessions that we've been doing. A lot of you guys have been asking if we could make them available on our podcast platform, which we have. But if you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, go ahead and go to YouTube and hit that subscribe button. That way you can stay up to date with any new episodes or any new content that we upload. So these sessions have honestly been so much fun, and we've heard so much great feedback from you guys. So yeah, anyway, without further ado, we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Hey everyone, this is Handlebar Sessions.
Yes,
we're putting a little twist on things, and instead of doing the four of us around a table, we're doing a shorter amount of time, and You're just gonna get the real, the raw Sarah Bethany was
on the couch.
I feel so giggly right now. But this is where we go through y'all's questions. We have Joel here. He's going to give us a question. And then we're just going to talk about it rapid fire for 10 minutes.
Get in here, babe.
So get in here. Oh, he did not just get down on one
crazy.
Knee.
This is crazy.
Hey, guys. I'm Joel again. So my question to you both is how do I remain content in singleness?
Ooh. All right.
Okay. Well, I'm just kidding.
Neither of us are single.
But we have been.
But we have been.
And we have really different stories with it.
Yeah.
Man, how do we start this?
That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, okay. I heard... Oh, 10 minutes starting now.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I heard a very wise man in my life say this a couple days ago. He's a leader at the church I go to. And he encountered God a few years ago. And he said the first thing that he told him was, I am every longing fulfilled. I satisfy the deepest longing of your heart. So I think just right out of the gate, I would say that only Jesus will satisfy you, whether you're in singleness or you're engaged.
This
or
is like an intimate setting. I'm sorry.
You're getting giggly. But I would just say that he's every longing fulfilled, and he's the only one that can satisfy.
Yes.
So if you're looking for that in a guy and you think you found him and you want to get married, you're going to be disappointed because he's the only one that can satisfy. But how to remain content in singleness? Man, I would say find a group of girlfriends and really go deep with them. Don't just be waiting around by yourself or a guy to just like pop out of nowhere. Be in community.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I agree. Everything you said was so good. So I think that's it. Just kidding.
See you guys later. What do you have to say? Oh, wise woman.
For me, I really had to learn how to fully trust the Lord. Because I think a lot of discontentment was actually coming from the fact that I didn't really trust God as much as I said with my mouth that I did. And so I think actually getting really real with any like moments of disappointment or things that were hard. Maybe if something didn't work out with a guy I went on a date with, like actually expressing like, man, I feel disappointed that this didn't work out, or just disappointed maybe in like, why am I entering my 30s and I'm still single? You know, like all those things, like the timelines that we put on ourselves. So I think I had to really learn to admit to myself that I felt either disappointed or upset or sad, but then also not staying there, like not making my singleness something that is bad, that, oh, there's something wrong with me if I'm single. That's not true. Like it's actually a really beautiful like time in our lives.
One of the most beautiful seasons with God, I would say.
Yeah, totally. Because when you do enter a relationship, that brings different hardships. So it's like, yes, you have like your person, but it's like hardships and struggles don't go away.
Say it again.
Yeah. So I think it's like, you can learn to like actually really celebrate your singleness. And I think good friends help a ton with this. Mm-hmm. I look back and, you know, my early 20s when just like, who was I? But
you're figuring it out.
Yeah, just figuring it out. But like I now in my 30s, my friends in my 20s are still my friends now. And so actually like committing to one another, to going deep, I think has actually really set me up well, like in my singleness to move into now like being engaged or whatever. So
get people in your corner.
Yeah. Community, like building friendship is a way to stay content. And I think learning how to trust God.
Mm.
I mean,
with your season.
With your season. Yeah. Yeah. Knowing that his timing's perfect. His way is better.
Yeah.
And I think too, I learned so much in my singleness. Like I think dating's actually really good and it's okay when things don't work out because you learn along the way, like your non-negotiables. And I think it takes going on dates to figure those things out.
Totally.
You know, because I wish I wouldn't have put so much pressure on myself for every date that I went on. It's like, this has to be it. Yeah. Like, you know, this has to be the guy I'm going to marry. Right. Yeah. And if it's not working, then I'm like, oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And so actually learning this, like my singleness is a time of really learning and discovering. And it's okay if things don't work out or you only go on one date.
Yeah. Like make it lighthearted.
Yeah.
And normal to go on
pressure,
dates.
Pressure. Yes. Yeah. Of like, of thinking that something's wrong because you're a single woman.
Right.
There's nothing wrong. Like I think you can still learn and discover and grow all that time without that person there, you know?
Totally.
So I don't know. That's my two cents.
No, it's so good. I would say if you're thinking about waiting to do the things that you really love to do or that make your heart come alive, waiting for that person to come into your life, mm-hmm. don't wait.
Yeah. No.
Like go on the trip, raise the money, travel the world, start a podcast, write a book.
Buy the house.
Yeah. Like, I mean, seriously. You know, and it's because I think that something that someone told me was if you are going after the Lord and you have your eyes fixed on him, you're not going to have to look to the right or to the left to find someone, but he's just going to come running up right alongside of you. And I think even though you and I have such different stories with Joel and Aaron, that is true for both of us.
Yeah.
In a way, it's like we didn't have to go like searching, like, okay, who am I going to marry? Though it was constantly like a prayer on the forefront of my mind. I remember a mentor in my life said, you should do lots of fun things before you get in a relationship. Like go for it. And I would say that about before you get in a relationship and before you have kids, like just go for it. Do the thing that you want to do. Because when you are in a relationship, it's not just you anymore. You have someone else that you're deferring to, that you're putting above yourself. And I think that singleness is such a gift from the Lord, but the enemy wants to make it, like such a season or like, I'm just waiting, you know, there's a difference between passive waiting and active waiting.
Yeah.
And I think as single women, the Lord wants us to be actively waiting on our husband.
Right.
And so it's like, don't stop doing the things that you love to do, or don't just wait till he comes along, go ahead and do it, get the degree, you know, get the job, apply for the job, whatever it is,
for sure.
Start to go for it. Because I think that a lot of young women, and I see it so often, I'll ask young women, what is your dream? And they're like, well, I just want to be married and have babies. And I'm like, ugh, you might want to find another dream because it's great and it's amazing. Not saying that people aren't called to be wives and stay-at-home moms, but I don't believe that either of those things will satisfy you.
Yeah.
Actually, I know they won't.
Yeah.
And I think that it's so healthy to have other hobbies, other things, so you don't lose yourself in being a homemaker or a wife or a stay-at-home mom. Though those things are beautiful.
Yeah.
I truly, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's like those few people out there that that's all they're called to do for the rest of their life. But I feel like the Lord has more for women. And I think we miss it a lot because that's all we're waiting for.
Yeah.
And so I'll talk to girls and I'll be like, well, are you going to work when you get married? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm just waiting to have a baby. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. Like I would go find yourself and let the Lord show you who you are in your singleness, but also when you get married. So I would have never said this before, but I'm like, get a job.
Yeah.
Do something. Don't just wait.
Totally. And I think something too, that I think getting to the root of like contentment has nothing to do with my external situation. It has everything to do with my internal world. And I think that's the biggest thing. It's like single or married. Like I could be married in a beautiful relationship and still be discontent. And totally. I longed for marriage to help me be content. But and it's like, what do you do? Because contentment has nothing to do actually with external things around us. It has everything to do with our internal state and our perspective and how we process our hearts, single or not single. Because I'm not a mom, but you are. And life doesn't get easier when you have kids.
You've seen that firsthand.
Yeah.
And it's sweeter.
Yeah. But not sweeter, easier. But not easier. Mm-hmm. And like in every season of life, I think that there's always the opportunity to either rest in it and enjoy it and find your contentment, or to get on the other side of it and despise what you so longed for.
Oh my goodness.
Because it's more, it's an internal thing. Contentment is an internal thing. Like getting in a relationship is not going to heal that deep wound of loneliness.
No, it's going to just either make it worse or like expose it.
Yeah.
So it's another thing I would say in singleness is try to deal with those things.
Yeah.
Don't shy away from therapy or counseling or inner healing or whatever you need to do to get as whole as you can be. Mm-hmm. Because once you get in a relationship, it's not just your problems, it's the other person's problems too.
For sure.
And if I just am like waiting passively and not dealing with any of the pain or trauma from my childhood or whatever, then I'm just going to put all of that on my significant other. And it's just not very fun.
And I think something too that I've grown in is especially in obviously trusting the Lord is if I don't have it, I don't need it.
Wow.
And I know that like the Bible is clear, like, you know, it says that if what it like, I lack nothing in Christ, like whatever I need, he cares for me and he gives me all that I need.
Yes.
And so if I don't have something right now in this moment, a spouse, a date, like whatever, the clothes, the shoes.
I was literally just thinking the shoes.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just, you know, like if I don't have it, I don't need it.
That's really
it's
good.
Just this like, oh, I must not need it.
Yes.
You know, and I think it's growing in that, Lord, you know what I need and you know when I need
it. And you want to give it to me.
Yeah.
But you don't want it to become an idol or become my God or try to replace you. So it's like in his timing. Everything is in his timing.
That's so good.
Recently, the Holy Spirit's just been pouring out at the church that we both attend, and something that I hear so often now in the prayer room or at a service is just young students crying and groaning and repenting. Mm-hmm. And being one of the students I heard a couple of weeks ago was just saying, it's not my timing, Lord, it's your timing. And even just hearing this person say that in the vulnerability of the moment, I was like provoked to be like, Lord, everything in my life is your timing. And I think if you're single out there, that's a really good prayer to pray is like, Lord, or repent of is like, not my timing, but your timing. Everything will come in your perfect time. And so
that's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we get handlebars? Okay. Yeah. I forgot. a handlebar in my single season. Goodness. I would say just get in the secret place as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Because literally now I tried to get in the secret place the other night before bed and I straight up fell asleep on my closet floor. Like I am tired, guys. I have two babies and a husband and a house. And I think what's so funny is we think that getting married and having babies will fulfill us, but really it's designed to, it sounds so like morbid, but to kill you. Like it's self-sacrifice. It's not about you. Yeah. Having a kid, being married has very little to do with your desires and your wants.
Yeah.
It's about self-sacrifice and dying to yourself. So when you're single, use that time wisely. Get in the secret place, read your Bible, do the Bible study as much as you can, because there will be seasons where you're asking God to meet you in your 30-second windows and you wish you had those two hours with no other responsibilities. So I would say get in the secret place.
Yeah, that's a great handlebar. I would say going back to something that you said actually is invest in your friendships. Bring them close, grow,
like, celebrate each other,
like enjoy your friends, enjoy that time of going to each other's house, staying up way too late, going like enjoy that time.
Yeah.
and
when you don't
and
have
grow in close friendship. Yeah.
Grow in close friendship. That's yeah, so good.
I think that that helps with, I don't know, that feeling of like, oh, I'm going to be by myself.
Right.
And that's so real. It's good to address that. But like, who do you have around you?
Yeah. Invest in those like people. Just because I'm single doesn't mean I have to be isolated.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes. That's so good. So yeah, that's my handle.
All right. That was fun.
That was fun.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
We'll be back next time.